Okay, we're in the Key Leader Studios, and we're going to go downstairs, clean the bird bath, drink out of the bird bath, and then change or clean the cat litter. And it's a very nice day here in Louisville, around 70 degrees, sunny. And we're outside now. Okay, we got the hose thingy out here. Unwinding the hose. Okay, now we'll turn the hose on. And we'll head on out to the bird bath. Oops, that was... Very nice day here. I got my shorts on. Oops, ran into the lemon tree here. Okay, I got the bird bath here. Ugh. All kinds of leaves in the bird bath today. Maybe good for birds. They're not good for me. The bird bath is kind of slimy on the edges. Well, as clean as I can get it. Okay. Okay, the bird bath is full. I did drink out of it. Very good water. Let me see, get up here. I was kind of embarrassed to drink out of it, but it was such a short drink that maybe the neighbors won't notice. And now we're gonna wind the hose up here. Got a 50-foot hose. I don't think that bird bath has been cleaned out since this spring. Okay, we're gonna wind it up here. Oops, boy. Got the hose caught up in the microphone cord here. And we'll turn the water off. is off. Let the pressure out of the hose. Okay. Now, we'll head back inside. Now that we've done the bird bath part of the podcast. And let me see here. Up the stairs. I'll dry off my hands. Now I have a little plastic bag that I use. I want the same one. A lot of people use surgical gloves. I think that's kind of overkill, but to each his own, I guess. I got a plastic bag that I think some tomatoes came in. And I'll get one of those handle bags. Back down the stairs. Over to where the kitty litter lives. You can see I'm still recovering from the bird flu. And, okay. We have one of these kitty litter things with the charcoal filter on top, and the cat goes through a door. And we'll shake the top so it doesn't get all over the place. It still makes a mess. Set that down. And now, okay, I'm kind of kneeling on a rubber mat here. In the back rear corner, we have a big pea ball. It's probably about the size of a, well, I don't know, small. So you can hear the litter kind of fall into the bag here. And I'm still rooting around. A little bigger than a ping pong ball. Another pea ball here. Kind of brings back feelings of childhood, you know, when you play in the sandbox. Right here in the back corner, it seems to be one of their favorite spots. And I have the paper bag over the cat box. I'm glad I looked here in the right rear corner. There's a little bit of cat poo, cat turds. They kind of look like Tootsie Rolls. And it's kind of gross, but shaking a little bit. You kind of get used to it. Mrs. Kitty Litter kind of hurt her shoulder, and it's hard for her to do it, so I've been taking over cat poop duty. If nothing else, we stir the... Oh, I found another one. Doggone, they hide those things. We have two cats. It's like digging for gold. And see, if you keep doing this, we use the same litter for a couple weeks. And I clean it every day. And if there ain't enough cat litter in it, I put a little bit more to top it up. And it's probably less of a waste than dumping it out every day, you know, with 10 pounds. You know, cats are expensive enough without adding to the litter problem. We're really searching this thing thoroughly here. Oops, I think I... Yeah. I found another one. I hope you're all enjoying this as much as I am. That's a little piece of something. If nothing else, I kind of stir it up, and you know, what was on the top is now on the bottom, and vice versa. It's pretty good. I've kind of leveled it out. There's nothing really obvious here anymore. Just little pieces. I think that's good enough. Now we'll just let the paper bag go back, or plastic bag go into the paper bag. And I bet we have a pound or two of, or probably more than that, 3 pounds of pea balls and cat litter that I've put in the box, put in the bag here. We'll put the thing back on here. Okay, one of the corner things, latches broke off. But that's okay, it's the front, back rear one that broke off. So now we have the bag, the handle bag, or as we call them, ear bags. And we'll head on out to the garbage. And out in the garage here. Okay, we'll run up and wash your hands. Nothing worse than people that use the bathroom and don't wash their hands. They've done surveys and secretly watched people, and they don't always wash their hands, but I usually wash the hands after I do the kitty litter thing. This is like a tri-level house, and we're going up to the top level here. And by the sink. Dry the hands. And we'll head in back to the Kitty Litter Studios for the end of an exciting podcast. Hope you all enjoyed it. See you next time.